Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I laid down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. Pray for the Dodgers. It's a little rough patch right now, huh? When I was 5 years old, so I was in kindergarten, my dad's two sisters, my two aunts, my Auntie Diane, my Auntie Kathy, had this wonderful idea to take all of the Vivero's grandchildren to Disneyland. And at the time, I was the second youngest, my brother being the youngest, and because he was so sick, he wasn't able to go, nor were my parents able to go. But on that morning, when I was waiting with my older sister for my aunts to pick us up, my dad looked at me and said, "You better behave. And you better listen to your aunts. Don't listen to anybody else, but listen to your aunts." And being the saintly child that I was, I said, "Of course, Dad, right?" So we were having a great day at Disneyland, and then my aunts made a very amateur mistake. They thought it'd be a good idea to take 8 children to Tom Sawyer's Island. Exactly. For those of you who don't know what Tom Sawyer's Island is, you get on that little raft, and essentially it's a playground, a child's dream, where you can run everywhere, and there are a lot of hiding places. And we were having a really good time, but about 30 minutes into our time in Tom Sawyer's Island, I looked around. I didn't see one cousin. I didn't see one of my aunts. And I made what I thought was a very wise decision for a 5-year-old. And I said, "I'm going to go hide in one of those caves." So for about an hour, poor little Ricky was lost, okay? And I actually heard my name being called by the Disneyland security, but it wasn't my aunts. And what did my dad tell me? Listen to who? My aunts. So I stayed in the cave, and I wasn't budging. But about an hour later, I heard my aunt's voice. And all of a sudden, I knew everything was going to be okay. And she asked me if I was okay. I said, "I'm okay, but my cousins did this to me," right? And we still laugh about that story. But when we get lost in life, we often get lost as disciples of Christ because we fail to listen to the Good Shepherd. Now, the name of the Good Shepherd is... Oh, boy. Even the 6:30 Mass was higher than you guys. Let me ask this again. I'm going to turn around. We're going to do this again, okay? The name of the Good Shepherd is?
Jesus.
You're very smart. I'm glad you got the answer. Now, when we don't listen to the Good Shepherd, that's when things go wrong. Because Jesus alone is the Good Shepherd who will lead us to heaven. Nobody else. Jesus is the one that gave up his life on the cross for us. So, my friends, we're reminded on this Good Shepherd Sunday to listen to the shepherd each and every day. So what is our Good Shepherd telling us to all of you, the good people of Holy Family? He's telling each and every one of us to to listen to his voice, who's calling you to put your faith into action to help those who need it the most. And maybe the Good Shepherd's asking you to help a husband or a wife who's sick right now, or to spend a little bit more time with an aging parent, spend some time with somebody at work that needs your help. Maybe there's a cause or a passion that God's asking you to do something about. So my prayer is that when each and every one of you die, Jesus is going to say, "Wow, you must be from Holy Family. You're so holy." I don't want him to say, "Holy Family, more time in purgatory, okay? I believe in you. I see the good things that you do on a daily basis as God's people. But we could all do more." So what is our Lord asking us, or who is he asking us to help today? We cannot spend time with the Good Shepherd if we're so busy all the time. And we live busy lives, don't we? I have so much respect for you parents. You know, you're running around, driving your sons or daughters everywhere. It's overwhelming. We're all busy. But we need to safeguard our prayer life. We need to be at Mass every Sunday. We need to spend time in prayer, in silence, so that the Good Shepherd could tell us that he loves us and that we're going to get through no matter what comes our way. So are you spending enough time with the Good Shepherd on this Good Shepherd Sunday? I was teasing Father Andrew at Friday. We were at the Dodger game, and about 8:30, he started yawning. And I said, "Are you tired?" He kind of gave me a grumpy response. I said, "Father Andrew, did you pray today?" Right? And of course, I was joking with him. That's how we show our love, right? But in all honesty, when we're not spending time in prayer, what happens? We become irritable, impatient, overly judgmental. So we need that time with our Good Shepherd. Yes. All right. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but did you hear that there's a presidential election this year? Have you heard that? And what's already happening? Fighting, division, labeling that person and that person, and the list could go on and on. And I'm here to tell you that the Good Shepherd alone is going to lead us to heaven, my friends. Nowhere in this gospel today did I say Jesus of Nazareth was a Democrat. Jesus of Nazareth was a Republican. So who are you listening to the most? The answer should always be Jesus Christ. So let's stop fighting with each other and start focusing on what unites us, which is the love of God, the love of neighbor. We are all Catholic. We're all on the same team, my friends. So let's listen to the shepherd alone who holds absolute truth. Our Good Shepherd is also telling us to be a person of gratitude every day. And our God has blessed each and every one of us so very much. We have so many blessings. The fact that we're able to gather in this beautiful church right now is a gift from God. So our Shepherd has blessed us so much that we in return are called to bless those around us. So my dear friends, I ask you this question. Our true home, is it here on earth or is it in heaven? What's the answer? Heaven. Much better, paying attention. So we know our true home is in heaven, and the Good Shepherd is Jesus, who alone will lead us to heaven. Don't you think we need to spend some more time every day praying? Do you think we need to listen to him above all else? So no matter what the world may throw at you, no matter if you're sick right now, you're overcome with worry or fear, the good news for each and every one of you is the Good Shepherd walks with you always. So do not ever be afraid for a second, because Christ has already triumphed. And when we get lost in the world, we have to remember that the Good Shepherd will never reject us. He loves you for who you are. He loves you unconditionally, and he is waiting for each and every one of us to spend more time with him. So at this Good Shepherd Sunday, how is Jesus asking you to listen to him? What in your life do you need to change? And remember, Jesus alone will lead us to heaven. So I hope and pray that we will grow in our holiness as God's people. And until we're together in heaven, let us listen to the Good Shepherd and focus on what's important, which is heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So how do you need to better listen to the Good Shepherd in your life?